Right, so if this is going to be an audio book, I suppose I have to be aware of the time. So try and keep it under 5 minutes. I could do a James style 25 booze in one night, then never do another one for a month kind of thing, but I don't think that'd go so well because I don't have 25 booze worth of things to say, and this is boring. It's about FIFA, so that's the bit where everyone stops listening. So to the nobody who's still listening, do you know what's really a terrible idea? If the fundamental new feature of your game is going to be a new defending style, FIFA 12 had a new defending style as its core feature. I think it's called tactical defending. If you're going to do that, you're going to drastically increase the difficulty of defending simply by making it different. And because a lot more of the stuff is manual, you're putting people in a position where they've got to be a lot better at it in order to keep people from shooting at their goal, which is fair enough. That's good. In fact, I want that because one of the things that annoyed me on the last FIFA was I was quite good at positionally defending. But I know that if someone got one goal and they thought they weren't going to break me down, they could just defend forever by putting on ultra defensive, kicking the ball away, and then holding A whenever they wanted to get the ball back. You know, they didn't have to try, they just had to press one button. So what they did on this was make a lot more of the stuff manual. Now it's a lot more difficult. Fair enough, and I think I'm relatively good at it. A game I just had online, for example, had me having 14 shots to the opponent's 7, 10 of which went on target for me, and only 3 went on target for him. And I had 63% of the possession, and he only had 37. Now, he made a similar number of tackles, but in terms of interceptions, I had 90% pass accuracy, which sort of shows that I wasn't really giving the ball away, unless it got pretty testy for him. Now, that being said, he has 3 shots on target. How many of those do you think went in? Well, it wouldn't be noteworthy unless they all went in. And to like make it clear, I was Man City, he was Man United, we both score me teams. Now, Joe Hart isn't stupid. He should really be saving one of 3 things that get to him. FIFA defines a shot on target as it doesn't get blocked by a defender, it doesn't miss, it doesn't hit the post. A shot on target literally means it's gone in or the keeper's saved it. Now, if he's only going to have to try and save 3 times, probably at least one of them save, but hopefully 2 of them. You should hope to save more shots than you let in as a professional keeper in real life. And I would assume that FIFA would represent that pretty well. But my belief is that because they've made defending easier or harder even, but they've kept shooting pretty easy. If you've got a team that's say 4.5 stars, I would say like Juventus, where their best striker got 82, the most their striker's got about 80. They're not probably going to get it on target every time, but they're not going to get it in. It's going to be a lot harder for you to score with those players because they're not perfect. They can't hit it really hard and be guaranteed to get on target. But as soon as you move into the Man Uniteds and Man Cities and bollocks teams like that everyone uses online, every player can shoot as hard as they want. They don't have to really aim very much because it's going to go as hard as you know. It's going to be a really powerful shot that almost certainly goes on target. It's going to be really hard for the keeper to save. They never made shooting any more difficult, and then you can get these wonder goals from. Like Wayne Rooney, you've got to assume if he gets one on one with the keeper, he's going to score. But on the other hand, if he isn't getting one on one with the keeper, if he's just next to a defender, he shouldn't be able to just rocket it in anyway. Yeah, he's a powerful player, but he's not magic. He's not Superman. It's really frustrating in a situation where, in the game, I'm only looking at this game now because it's easy to use it as an example. In a game where the opponent has a 40% shot accuracy, like, that means that my keeper's had a 0% performance. He's not done anything at all. He may as well not have been there because the only shots that he's had to deal with, he's not been there. And it seems to me a bit silly that you're going to make defending harder, but shooting is still going to be piss easy. Now, you could say I should really have done something more with 10 shots on target, but to be honest, I feel like if I've got 10 shots on target, I've done enough to get about a third of those in, and I didn't get a third of those in. Could say a third is only really one more goal, but if he's going to get 100% of his shots in, it could cut me some slack, give me more than 20% of mine. That's, to be honest, fair to me. And now I'm going to have to break this audio up because it's coming up to 5 minutes.